HarperCollins presents Pure Evil, The Bad Men of Bollywood, written by Balaji Vittal, read by Anindo Chakraborty. I dedicate this book to the doctors, paramedics, nurses and others in the medical fraternity, the law and order personnel and the caregivers in India, who risk their own lives every day in the valiant war against the invisible villain. I salute you all. Foreword by Sriram Raghavan. The first villains in my movie journey were the strict cinema hall managers in Pune who kept a hawk's eye on kids trying to sneak into adults-only films. Imagine spending 2 hours in the advance booking line, another 3 hours anticipating the movie, and then not being allowed to enter Rahul Cinema to watch Enter the Dragon. A friend even nicknamed his strict father, Han, after the villain in the film. One Saturday afternoon, another classmate called me up, saying he had got an extra ticket for the 3 p.m. matinee show of a film playing at Sonmarg. Since my dad was in the room and within earshot, I told my friend, yes, I will come and collect the math tutorial notes right away. As it was already 2:30 p.m., I cycled furiously towards the cinema hall. I glanced back instinctively and to my horror glimpsed my dad following me on a scooter at a discreet distance. He had obviously smelt a rat. I cycled right past the cinema hall and led dad on a wild goose chase until I finally lost him. I returned home brandishing a notebook which I had hidden under my shirt before leaving home. I survived the day, though my friend didn't forgive me for making him waste a ticket and worse, miss the beginning. Quite aptly, the film in question that incident-filled afternoon was titled Paap or Punya. It was in 2019 that Balaji Vittal met me as part of his research for this book. After 3 excellent works dealing with music in Hindi films, a book about Hindi film villains was a wicked and delicious departure, I thought. And soon we were flashbacking into our childhoods, discussing our favourite baddies and revisiting many forgotten gems and guilty pleasures. Yaqub in Paying Guest, Jeevan in Kohinoor, Prem Chopra in Do Anjane, Bindu in Dastan, my favourite, Lalita Pawar as a Chinese spy in Aankhe, and Om Prakash as Seth Dharmdas, who along with his coterie in Apna Desh, murder an upright schoolmaster. What fascinated us most about the last film was the murder weapon, walking sticks. I also remember a newspaper ad for Dharma, starring Pran, which said, where there's Pran, there's life. Suddenly we realized that 2 whole hours had passed in discussing these bad men. Boy, these villains were memory magnets, we both agreed. The bad men taught me a lot. I didn't know what catharsis meant but remember experiencing it when Shakals, played by Ajit's foot in Yaadon Ki Baarat, gets trapped in the changing lines of the railway track. And Shankar, played by Dharmendra, watches as Shakal gets mowed down by a speeding train. In Deewar, when Vijay, played by Amitabh Bachchan, barges into Samant's, played by Madan Puri's bedroom, tears him away from the arms of a woman and throws him down 5 floors. For that moment, I was Vijay. A few years ago, while researching for a film on Raman Raghav, my meeting with the serial killer's psychiatrist made me chuck what I had considered my killer script and make an entirely different film. "Don't treat him like a criminal. Remember, he was a sick man," he had said to me. It's something I'll never forget. Of course, nobody is a villain in their own story. Take a look at a few of mine. Saif Ali Khan's character Karan in Ek Haseena Thi, a charming but lethal character. Neil Nitin Mukesh in Johnny Gaddar was a reluctant villain, both tormented and emboldened by his crimes. We consciously decided not to give him a dying close-up in the end. In Badlapur, the hero becomes the villain and vice versa. In fact, Massimo Carlotto's novel, Death's Dark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?